Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, welcome to the Last Drop Podcast. I am your host, the most. I'm JB. I'm the Godfather of Whiskey, as I call myself here, guys. I got a crew here or whatever. You know, it's supposed to be a one-on-one here, but I got a whole lineup here of faces, whatever. I got this guy, I don't know your name. I got this guy, I don't know your name. Yeah, that's my buddy right there. Oh, hey, you're my new buddy too, whatever. And then I got my man, Raul, right here. Damn, what's up, Raul?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man. Good, man. What's everybody else? Omar, I know you. I've heard legends of you.
From who?
I can't say the name, dude. I can't be putting out, like, you know, Alex's name. But anyway.
Yeah, we got some stories.
Yeah, we got the same barber, and he told me about you, shit, before COVID kicked in.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, like, oh, yeah, I got this whiskey, dude, man. And I was like, psh, you don't know shit. And then he brings these in, and I was like, oh, shit. I got to start listening to Alex now, or whatever, you know. I can't believe we never met each other, ran into each other before that. We just heard of each other.
Right.
Yeah, and the only reason we heard of it is because I brought the pillow talk in.
I called him out and said, where'd you get the pillow talk? There's a guy who does a podcast, and it's my boy's wrestling, you know, his barbershop. And I was like, okay.
So okay.
Hit him up online, and here we are now.
Alex was telling me, he was like, he goes to this spot called, it's an Italian place. I was like, Gio's. I was like, okay, he's legit then. If he knows about Giovanni's, then he must be legit then. I was like, yeah. I told him, I said, he's just drinking like Fireball or some shit like that. He's like, no, he's got some legit shit. Let me show you his Instagram. I was just like, I've had that bottle for a week now. That's fine. I got my other man here or whatever.
Carlo.
Got Carlo, man. Carlito's way. How's
it? It is Carlito's way.
It's always Carlito's way.
He's a sticker right there.
He's the reason why we doing this shit. I mean, I just wanted to drink and do nothing or whatever, but he's making me fucking work now or whatever and shit, you know. But, hey, I got to follow Carlito's way, so, you know. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man.
Good, man. What you got over there? I see a little cigar there.
Casa Fuente blend.
Man.
Orange band.
What you lace it with? It kind of...
Coke
and the Cavallo. Oh, man. Let me hit that then, baby. Oh, you know, wait for that real quick. I got my other new buddy over here and shit wearing his fresh off the truck Giovanni's t-shirt over there. Man, representing that Woodford Reserve, that Dennis Rodman love right there. Hi.
She has her cup. She was going to bring them back, but she didn't want to interrupt your meeting.
All right, thank you.
It's no meeting at all, and you can interrupt any time you'd like to, whatever. As you can see, I'm the host that just got distracted.
Yeah. We had a hot one walking by.
Bro, what's going on, man?
That's it. Ryan from Kentucky, man.
Man.
Been out in Cali doing my thing 5 years.
Man, slinging that booze over here and shit, making sure we all stay strong and alcoholic, you know?
Something.
I heard, as soon as I got it, he's on the phone already. He's talking about, like, look here, man. You either buy this shit or you don't. Hey, how you doing? I'm Ryan, by the way. I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? He's like, whatever, nigga, just fucking sell it to me. I was like, whoa. I was like, a little aggressive there, but all right.
So we got connected.
I see, man. So we're here to celebrate Raul's birthday. He finally turned 21, and
I wish.
And, at first, it was just here. Me and you were gonna shoot the shit and talk about this great fucking spot you got here, man. We can still do that, obviously. But then Omar had to one up you, and then
of course,
yeah, fucking dick, dude. Like seriously, Alex told me this too. And I mean, look at his face. He's got dick written all over him, and he pretty much just said. Are we doing a podcast? Oh, let me show you something then, baby. I'll bring some good shit or whatever. And he brings, you know, some... What'd you bring over here, Omar? Some Fireball 20-year?
Some Fireball picks.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
We got an Old Elk, 6-year weeded, and Traverse City, MGP. Whew,
that Trav City right there.
It's about 4.5.
4.5, 5 years, you said?
I'm excited as fuck to try that. Especially with Trav City this year. It's been, like, popular as fuck. Ever since COVID kicked in, Trav City has been, like, the main bourbon, MGP, whatever you want to talk about there. So... excited as hell. You got some bottles there, some Old Elk. First of all, I want to talk about Giovanni's, though.
Yes, what do you want to talk about?
Dude, I want to talk about Giovanni's,
this is an 8 year.
Oh, is that an 8 year?
It's from 12. This is either 7 or 8. So we're all over. We got a 5 year, a 4 year, an 8 year.
That's
vertical, like.
And a 5 year all MGP source from Traverse City.
Save that 8 for last.
I'm just noting it. Yeah, that says 12, right?
Yeah, it does say 12. Yeah, holy
maybe
shit.
Maybe it's labeled wrong, but if it's right, what it says, it's
well, that one smells better.
It's 8 year.
I've been known to label some things wrong here and there. You know, I mean, I fuck up every now and then, but that's not important right now.
Right,
know?
Right. I'm all about that 8 year.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just lie and say it's a 5 year, and it tastes great. You know. know?
That's funny like that.
Yeah. This nose was.
My nose.
Yeah.
First of all, we got a Woodford Reserve here, too, as well, which is your first ever barrel pick, Raul.
Yes, it is.
So, Dwayne, tell us about this, man. Come on.
Well, you know, talking to Omar and Ryan, we came together, and we decided to just do a barrel pick together, and it's been working out pretty well. It's our first one, so hopefully down the line we do other ones, and it comes out great.
I don't want to talk shit about Cypress, but I've had both, you know. Actually, like, literally a day apart from each other. I like this one way more. And I like that one a lot, too.
So, a little background. We went with Sam with the distiller. We picked them both barrels. So, we got first choice on which one we wanted. And then he said, should I get another barrel? And he ended up wanting to get both barrels, so no one in Orange County got any other barrels.
Didn't you say there were three barrels?
There were three barrels.
Y'all took the two good ones?
Let's take both, man. They're both good. He's all right. So, that's all moving.
So, what you're telling my listeners here is you're like the fucking Pablo Escobar whiskey and barrel picks here, huh? Like, nah, if you want lead or freedom, we come to you then, huh? Or
an arcade.
Yeah. Like, so, if we want...
That's him right there.
Oh, so if we want barrels or lead, then we go for you to lead and you for barrels. Okay, got you. Cause
I'll get you barrels, but he's the Orange County barrel guy.
Oh, shit, whatever. A little COVID there, kick out, man. Don't worry, get it all out you, man.
I'm good, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you die on me right now, don't worry, I'll take over, bro. Don't worry, I'll run this really nicely smooth for you.
Hopefully,
yeah, well, not even close. But yeah, this pick was fucking great, man. The Cypress one was a little bit more smooth. It didn't have a kick to it. This one has that like that bourbon finish to it. You're like, oh yeah, I know I'm getting something. It's almost damn near cash strength taste right there. The shirts came out really fucking good, and the pizza was fucking delicious. I ate it on the drive home, by the way.
Good, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had
big fan of pizza.
I had BG's like a motherfucker because I'm lactose, but, you know, it was whatever, man. gentlemen, let's open up something right now. I'm gonna get to some.
What y'all
want
to start with, Old Elk or the MGP Traverse City?
Let's let Omar pick. No, what? Raul, you get to pick, bro.
You know what I said? We go with the least proof, the lowest proof. Work our way up.
All right.
I don't know if these are proofed.
He said these are all cast string.
Okay.
They're all cast string?
Pretty similar. These are all 113, 115.
We can go by the year on them then.
What I remember, these are all, I don't know about the 8 year, but the ones I've tried in other barrel picks were 112, 117, right?
Fuck it, let's do the 8 year.
Yeah.
Start with 8 year.
Start with the eight year. Fuck it, start with the 8 year. That one blew your mind, so yeah, blow my mind now.
All right, so this is marked right. It's from Pacific Edge Wine and Spirits. It's the MGP bourbon with their 21% rye mash bill. And it says it's from May 25th of 2012.
Cops are looking for you, El Chapo.
Which is a little weird because we were told by the rep they were all like 4 to 5 years old. And this one, if it's marked right, is obviously not 5 years old. So we're going to try it and see.
Yeah, let's pour it and find out. I'm just here to drink. I don't know any of this shit. So.
More.
You ain't even gotta have that much in there to get the smell. Like, it fucking smells great. That hits right on the nose, yeah, man. That is. I mean, I only had like a little in that glass. I was like, damn, shit. That wasn't even a shot pour, and it was like.
This is cast strength, right?
Yeah.
It smells like cast strength. Okay.
But at the same time, it doesn't like burn.
No,
like,
no, no.
It does. Well, like, it's got a lot of sweet, like Camembert sugar going on.
It's very sweet, yeah. I love that it's sweet, though, but it still has that scent of the cast strength in it, though, too.
Yeah, you can tell it's got some heat, but it doesn't burn your nose.
It's a nice spring pour. Sit on my balcony, fall asleep, and with this in my hand.
So we know these are cast strength, but assuming they're in the 110s.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and sip them.
It's stronger on the nose than it is going down.
Yeah.
Oh, way.
It's got a real nice mouthfeel, kind of like thick syrupy, but I don't know, it just kind of falls flat.
Yeah,
like,
it goes away quick.
Yeah.
It hits that middle part of the tongue right there where it just like kind of rolls off and then rolls away.
Yeah. It's good, but it's like it doesn't finish well. Or it just like, it's not there with the finish.
Nope.
That was an 8 year, right?
It's labeled right.
You know, it's...
We weren't told we had an 8 year.
It's unique. It's got some flavor to it. I like the little kick you get right there, right in the middle of your tongue. The finish,
but it ends there.
Yeah, I mean,
Beginning and middle's fine, but
the finish though,
it just kind of trails off.
You know, hey, look, if I can't finish in the mouth, then I mean, come on now, you know,
great
that can mean a lot of things now, people.
It doesn't taste like it's like we're assuming it's in the 110s. It doesn't taste.
I think I like the nose better than the finish, the taste itself. Yeah, whatever. Sure. The nose is like it's got a lot of characteristics as far as the taste goes. That could taste like any other fucking.
So these ones are gonna go fast if we didn't just realize pouring this for five people. We barely all got any.
Yeah.
They're not gonna.
I thought it was enough though.
Give me the last because I have to work tonight too.
And if he dies, I have to work tonight too. I'm working tonight too. So please. And so I'm gonna take a range here. I'm gonna distract him. If you're wondering where all the noise is coming from, we're outside. That's why we're having some drinks, we're pouring whatever and stuff, and you know, if you know me, you know me.
So, Ryle's restaurant in Covina.
Giovanni's.
Right next Giovanni's. To the nail salon. Yeah. And you have great
Jesus Christ. Hey, can I work here?
I'll you walking by constantly.
So I work
it's a great view.
Yeah, great view.
I work in entertainment. I'll quit that shit in a heartbeat, atmosphere. Whatever. I'll come work with you, man, full time, dude. You know what I'm saying? You can take days off and everything, whatever. Well, what are you guys drinking? I saw some pours going on. All
right, so the second one we're doing is still MGP Traverse City.
Yep.
This one is marked 9915. So it would not be 5 years yet. This is a little shy of five.
Four and a half?
Yeah.
All right.
Could you get somewhere?
Nose is light.
Light, yeah.
Yeah. So if you take left. If you take a deep inhale of it, you really get the full sense of that. But
it's different, you know. It's not sweet.
Yeah, it's not sweet.
I mean, but I do like the last. Not sweet like the other.
I do like the last nose on the.
This one's got more wood for some reason.
This one is way more woody and oaky.
Maybe it's
oaky.
Earthy, but it might just be like dirt. But it's a little bit more earthy than the last one, right?
This one's way lighter than the last one, but this one, it hits you back in the nose when you sip it, and there's a scent there that you can taste. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is, like you said, just earthy or something, but...
It does a little cinnamon there.
I like on that, the taste, though. On I kind of like that, on the though. Taste.
I like this one the totally opposite of the other one. The other one where it started well and didn't finish. This one,
finishes
I don't like it start, and it finishes great.
It tastes smooth. Like it's on the nose.
Still like that, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes just like on the nose.
It has Traverse City, that. Or we just buy all the barrels and blend it ourselves. Or bottles and blend it ourselves.
I like that. That was...
Hell, if they give us the barrels, we might even throw it back in there for a little bit.
So I rate things here like 1, 2, 3, then the last drop. Like, that's the best. Whatever. What would you give this? You can go 3.5s and 2.5s and all that shit, too. Whatever.
So 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and the last drop. The last drop is like, that's just perfect. I mean, the nose...
That's the highest.
It's the highest. Whatever. It's name my podcast, man. Come on now. I'm sitting around 2.5 on this one.
I'm in the twos on both of them.
Yeah.
If you could, like he said, if you blend the two, yeah. You get that front on the beginning and the ending of the other.
If we were just doing noses, the air, I'd give it 3.
Right.
That nose.
Is better on the other one.
Yeah. But 2.5 is on both for me. How about you, Omar?
About
2.5.
2.5?
2.5. Yeah. How about you, over there, Carlito?
No, you're right, man. Very smooth, but the nose on the first one, in the air,
man.
It was good.
It had this unique blend. Then the taste, it was like, oh, that's disappointing. I mean, it wasn't bad. 2.5 is a good rating. It's not a bad taste or anything like that. It's just,
we need to remember which one's which. There's two that are the same date, but different barrel numbers.
Just put them here, like, left to right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
Put them up on that's number one.
And that's number two.
That's number two. Because, all right, the third one we got coming up is actually barreled on the same date. It, too, is September 9th of 15.
Yeah, there's two on the
there's
same.
We've got barrel numbers 21-0745 and 21-0751. But they're both from September 9th.
Okay. How you holding up, Raul?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Good.
You fucked up yet?
Not yet, man.
All right, lace his shit up with next time. Fucking
Yeah. He's gonna close
this bitch down. You're the owner. You don't gotta work.
Yeah, yeah. You're in here, bartender. Come on, dude. Shit.
Show up and smile.
Don't worry, I got this for you. Dude. I've watched you enough. I got it, dude. I can run that easily. I ain't making cocktails, but I'll pour some shit.
You're not Michael here to make it.
Oh, the easier then.
Banana.
Maybe we'll get Ryan to come and do a special guest.
You
know. I will sometime. I'm actually bartending tonight in Huntington Beach.
Look, me and Omar here, we'll run the shit for you, dude. We've been talked about a lot of whatever, you know. We thought we would hate each other when we met each other, but, you know, it turns out we like you. You're wrong, Alex. You're wrong. He's going to be like, fuck you.
I get banana. I was just going to say banana.
It's got like that tropical... Oh, yeah, it's straight banana. Motherfucker, dude.
What year was this one?
It's 15. So the last two we did were barreled on the same day.
Hmm.
And real close barrel numbers.
Interesting. Sip it up.
Because something in the middle is kind of off-putting.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's something...
like gasoline-y almost. Like, it's like, it's not gasoline, but it's just a weird flavor in the middle.
It's almost it's like you have to... nose too. It's almost like you have to blend all three of them.
I would say this one has me thinking the most, but not like in a positive or negative way. It's more and I'm like, what the fuck is that in the middle right there?
Yeah, I taste that.
But my rating on this one would be like in the 2.0, just 2. Right. Yeah, I don't think it would go no higher than 2.
This is my least favorite of the three.
Yeah. But there is a uniqueness to it. If you're into this.
Yeah.
We just happen to
have... It's almost like a bitterness in the middle. Yeah. Like it's just... it's for me, it's off-putting a little bit. Not bad, but I wouldn't choose it.
Scarface, I mean Carlito, what are you what are you giving over there for this one?
No, you're right, man. It's like you said, very gasoline. Mm. You can feel it in your nose, like it's...
Go throw it up and put it in your car.
Go do might that. Start.
Yeah. Who's on E here? Who's close? I know well, Omar is. I heard some scumbag shit about him. No. Alex is going to be like, dude.
I'd like to tell him.
About you, Omar.
Stop cutting his hair.
Omar, what are you? You're 3.5, aren't you? Yeah.
That's low, man.
It's like a 1.5.
Omar's giving it the last drop. Gotcha. All right. Fucking Omar. I knew he didn't have no taste.
So one's the lowest or one's the highest?
As the, for you, it'd be the highest.
Last drop is the highest.
Yeah, for you, it would want to be the highest.
One, two, three?
One's the worst. Yeah. Two's the middle. It's three.
Damn, he went one.
I'm at one, two, I think.
The album 1.5.
No. I can see why people like it, but it's just not my flavor profile.
I just said 1.5 because I want to be different from y'all one, so. Secretly at one, though.
So next up's the youngest one we're going to be trying. This is the same mash bill, but it's from January 12th of 16. So, okay. You know, this one just turned 4, just a couple months over 4.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Oh, about to commit some adultery here. It's consent, though.
This is splash.
Is everybody
getting
off?
The smell.
Give Carlito's way some.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, he's going to
be... He got the last drop.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to be... Oh, he's always getting the last drop over there. So, yeah. This one's got, like, a more syrupy maple.
Yum. You don't really get a lot of smell.
Super young, you know. Super young.
The alcohol comes through at the end a little bit, but there's not a whole lot before.
Carlito is used to putting these kinds to work. Yeah, we'll get into those child laws later. Relax, Carlito. It's a podcast, man. Only about 700 to 500 people listening. Don't worry. Don't worry, man.
We're going to double it with this one.
Yeah, we probably will, yeah. Because I got Omar here, so, you know.
Omar runs Orange County.
Oh, dude. So, without a doubt, dude. I bought some great candy from him the other day. Some great powdery, like it was like ice cream truck style. Oh, that's
it's got potential. Yeah, I mean,
it's not bad.
Yeah,
not
it's
bad.
Got potential.
I like it better than the last one.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, it's better than the last one.
It is a little young,
sure.
though.
It's smooth. It's...
See, I like the sweet flavors more so than the earthy tones.
It runs down really easy. You could drink this
right.
any day, anything, with anything, too, as well.
This is definitely one of those cast strength pours I'd, like, pull by my chick. And not
see,
let
when I hear the word cast strength in this, I hear the word cast strength in this, I go like, eh, it makes me want to drop my rating or whatever, because it's like, that's not cast strength then, or whatever. Like you said, it does have potential, but it's packing a little light on the cast strength part right there. But I think anyone could drink this, though.
Yeah.
So I think that gives it a little extra bonus there.
Someone getting into bourbon, a good starter for them, you know?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. Agreed. I'd give this a 2. What about you, Raul? You still sitting there looking at your glass fucked up right now, you know?
You know what? I do like it for a 4-year. I'd give it a 2.5, you know?
Okay.
And we got to let it be known, these little samples that we got are maybe 1-ounce pours, and we're splitting it 5 ways.
Yeah.
So we're really not getting the samples like we should.
I didn't drink any. We're just barely tasting it. I've just been bullshitting my rating.
Barely tasting it.
I haven't even drank any of it. I've just been bullshitting my rating and just letting you guys drink whatever and stuff, so, you know. But Carly was giving me this look like right now, like, Negro, you are guilty. Like, he gave me that parole board look right now, like, I know about you. What about you, Carlito? What are you thinking?
The first one had a great nose.
Yeah.
And the second one had a good finish. So combining both of them, I think it would be a good.
I think we're on agreement the first one was the best one then, huh?
With the nose. Yeah.
What about you, Omar? What are you giving this right now?
It's like a 2.
Yeah?
Better than the last one.
Yeah.
Smoother tension. Yeah. Smoother.
I might even put it over the second one a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It's a clean finish. I don't hate those, whatever.
It's easy drinking, like he's saying. It's like elementary bourbon drinkers.
And for somebody that's never drank, this is easy.
Especially if you want to be like, I'm going to give you some cash strength. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give you a barrel pick cash strength, whatever. And like, oh, I don't like that shit. Because I know people that don't like barrel pick
cash. It's good, but it tastes like it's about 90 proof, 95 proof. Yeah. Like, it doesn't taste cast, that right there.
I think most people that if they're starting into it, start drinking the cast strength and stuff, they're not going to like bourbon because it's too alcoholic.
Yeah. I think the five of us, when you add on about 10 plus years of drinking, I don't think any of us would care for it that much. But like, let's just like bring, where'd that girl go? Let's bring her over. Bring her over and she'd be like, oh, this is great. I can drink this while getting my eyebrows done or whatever, you know? While they fuck my eyebrows up, you know? And make them tattooed like, you know?
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. First drop of the night. Uh-oh. Of the day.
It's the first, but it ain't the last. That's for damn sure. So, what are we going to be pouring next right now?
I think we got these Old Elk Weeded.
We got these Old Elk Weedix.
You know much about these, Omar?
I don't got a lot of info.
I've only had the regular Old Elks.
It's Old Elk Distillery in Colorado.
Yeah, I've never went this far into getting their own fucking...
I've definitely seen them. And this is distilled in Indiana, so this isn't their own distillery.
Yeah, either. This might MGP? Be MGP.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know MGP to do a weeded.
Same here.
I mean, I'm not saying they don't. They very likely could. They probably do. Mm-hmm. If you're just saying Indiana, it's most likely from MGP.
She shook her head as she walked by. She was just like, I can't believe they're doing that podcast. I hate that show. God save the queen. She's British all of a sudden, too.
She's all about that first drop.
Man, she's not about the last, no. She's all about that last, never the first, though, you know. Raul, pick one, man.
Let's do that. I think this one's left.
We got 3 barrels here. They're all 100 milliliter this time, so we'll get a decent sample of this and have some left back.
Give only Raul a splash. He's working tonight, people. Come on now. Yes. Come on now.
We got barrel 221, barrel 311, and barrel 222.
I think Omar will be able to take these back home.
All 6 years.
Why don't we go with the 13.6 first and then the 15 and the 15.2.
So we're going to go in order by lowest to highest proof.
I think me and Omar will be able to take these back to Orange County. I think we'll be able
everybody
to.
Everybody wash out your Glen a little bit, the little water.
I could get more. I'll get more.
Oh, don't even worry about it. Just wash them out. Here you go.
If you guys want some water, I got like a full glass here.
Assuming it's okay to throw water over here where I'm throwing water.
We're good.
I thought somebody pissed over there and was like, fuck this show right now. It was like, oh, damn. Yeah, I could see that happening whenever. I get a lot of hate mail. Say, how dare you? That's a great fucking 4-year pick. We got a live audience here. The neighbors from the windows are watching. They're like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking and go like...
They're not wearing their masks.
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing? I'm wearing mine. What are you talking about?
From this little bottle.
Oh, my God. Fucking savages.
I'm trying to think where else in Indiana it'd be from.
Savages.
You only got so many distilleries in Indiana.
Yeah, there's not that many.
They didn't even have them besides brand new distilleries until like 10 years ago.
They made one out of a fucking corn-fed barrel.
You got Starlight, French Lick. French Lick has a weed.
And I'm about to say French Lick, I think, has a weed one. Yeah.
I have a bunch of saying that's the one I want.
But French Lick is like young weeded bourbon over there, isn't it?
Yeah, like I think it's not nothing over. Or I think it's like 4.5, but it's getting ready to hit 5.
I was gonna say it's nothing over 3 year, right?
These are all six.
6 year, okay.
A lot of their products are like 3.3.
They're like 3 years. Nothing goes over 3 with
them. Their weeded is almost 5.
Unless they got some secrecy shit over there that they'd be like, let's give Omar these a try out.
Yeah, but taste it. It's good, man.
Nose is good.
Subtle.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't. It burn you. You don't think it's strong up in
that. What is that?
It's a smoothie. I'm trying to. Yeah.
It's got like this. I don't want to say like aftertaste because that sounds bad or whatever. But like, there's this lingering, unique characteristic there, and it's like, whoa, that's.
Oh yeah, I like that.
I like that a lot.
This is good.
It tastes a lot again, a lot lower than what it is too. Right.
So in the Trap City, we all agreed the first pour was probably the best one, out of the ones we had.
Yeah. First or second? I'm
first or second.
Yeah, I like the second.
Okay.
Second was better tasting.
I think the taste was better on the second.
Okay.
than the first.
Yeah, you go back and forth. It sucks we can't revisit it.
Fuck you guys. I like the fuck you guys.
One and two are right there. That's what we need to do is go head to head of them.
You know what? I'm just gonna edit that out.
All you do is at that point you head to head on blind.
You know what? I'm just gonna edit that out. We all like the first one. Anyway, moving on now. It's my show and my agreement. Okay.
Carlito. I do all the tasting.
Yeah, Carlito's looking at me.
Carlito's getting bad again.
Dude, I can see him. He's looking over. He's looking at me like, dude, we're gonna kill this dude right after, right?
I really like this, man.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna run him over my car. I'll kill him. I'll take him out. Yeah, there'll be no more Alex for you. It's up for you. No, I like this one. This is the best.
Definitely
one
sweet. I mean, dude, this off the drop, it's a weeded whiskey for sure.
Sure, yeah.
Dude,
you get the sweetness, everything from it.
This is damn near almost perfection right here. This is great, dude. Pretty good.
I'd like a little more heat on the taste.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go last drop
it's
on
good.
It.
This is a three, I think.
This is a three easily right here. Where are you going, Ryan?
It's up there.
No, I don't want to hear up there.
I still can't. It'd be tough to put it over those without.
Look, Ryan, I got to put a dick in your mouth, or are you going to give this a rating? What are you taking?
High twos.
Okay, all right. It's like now you chose, huh? Because Carlito's getting ready, man.
I can't put it above those other ones just yet, though.
Carlito's unzipping them pants, man.
I need more of those others.
You know what? You're going to give a rating, goddamn.
Yeah.
Carlito, what do you got?
Hey, there's a splash probably in those last two.
Right,
we
right.
can do it, you know. It will right. let you.
There is some splashes left in there. Yeah. Just lick the crevices.
Can you bring the straw?
Lick the crevices.
I know
that
a couple
shit.
Girls that get that last drop.
Dude, shit. I'm all about the last drop. Yeah, they're right next door. What's the name of that place again now? It gives them some business. You don't even know. Good Lord.
Transcendent Studios.
Oh, shit.
Well.
They have a locker here.
Whatever pronoun you feel comfortable with. Okay. Oh, boy. Omar, what are you? It's the last drop for you?
Let's say it one time.
What is this? The last drop for you? Omar's
no,
fucked up already.
No.
Giving it a 1.5 then?
It's like a 2.5.
2.5? All right.
No, red in there.
I'll give 4.3.
I'm giving it a 3.
I'm giving it a 3.
I'm dropping a 3, dude. I think it's the best one we've had so far. This is.
I mean, for me, it's hard to compare to those. They're different.
Yeah, totally
different. Whatever, but like this one hits on the nose. It hits on the taste.
That's a good one. That next one we see. Look at it.
Yeah, next one. Yeah. Next
Barrel 311 is one right there.
I like this.
Not bad.
Next up,
I like
222.
This.
222, crazy twos.
Is that like a police call? What is that? Like a 5150? What is that?
We have 222 and 221. So
a lot of Latinos and blacks
here.
Come on now. I'm sticking with it. It's a 3, dude. I enjoyed the fuck out of this, dude.
On to 222.
That's pretty good.
Oops.
Nobody's a cop here, right?
They're not here right now.
Okay, good.
They're all friends, too, when they come here.
Okay, cool.
Cops walk in and pick up bottles all the time, huh?
Really? Oh, awesome.
We defunded the cop tasting team.
Great way to bribe their asses. Just so you know, doing this podcast, I am black, and he looks Latino, so just saying.
I supply my cops with bourbon, they take care of me.
You look like a cop, I'm not gonna lie.
These are super approachable.
You look like a cop, I don't know, detective undercover maybe?
That's what that weed does, man. It's not
no wonder Alex told me about you late.
But like that 6-7 threshold, it really starts to take over.
If you damn.
Jesus. Fan,
I like sweet.
Yeah, I'm more of a wheat guy.
I never knew if I'm a wheat guy or not. I don't think I've had that many
that
wheat bourbons.
That one doesn't taste like it smells to me, though.
Nope.
Let me see.
Less sweet, more earth tones. Like,
yeah.
I think it's
not so much wood, but like...
It's oaky.
Yeah.
Very oaky.
Yeah, it's really oaky.
No burn on the tongue, nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's nothing on the tongue, though.
It's amazing like the different taste you get from each barrel. You know what I mean? It's just the same.
Oh, without a doubt, dude. That's why, like, whiskey is, like, one of the most extravagant drinks you could ever fucking have, whatever. You know, they'll call you an alcoholic, a booze hog, whatever it may be.
It tastes different.
I've been accused of that.
Dude, same here. You know, cheers to that. cheers, you know.
Cheers,
but, like, it's amazing how you could have a barrel. Woodford Reserve. I can't give a fuck about Woodford Reserve. Your barrel pick, though, here. I was like, man, I would buy, like, three of these, dude. I would have him like
have
on
a
the
few
spot.
Extra if you want.
Oh,
he's doing a deal. Cast. He's doing a deal at the restaurant.
So I'm JB, and it's the end of this podcast here. I got to get out of here now. So you take Venmo.
Yeah, we're doing a special here at the restaurant.
What kind of special is that? Please tell me about
it. A bottle, T-shirt, and a pizza, $100.
Woo! Wow. Man, any kind of pizza?
Any kind
this
of pizza.
This is easily a $100 bottle by itself.
Oh, dude. I mean, without a doubt. You look, $60. T-shirt looks fucking amazing.
You don't see too many Woodford Double Oak picks.
I love that wax. That wax. Wax, though. Love that wax, dude. And plus, it's got Dennis Rodman on there, you know? And Hulk Hogan, who's like, you know, fucking people. So, you know. He's fucking
got
people.
The mail mirror.
Dude. It's got some gangster letters on there.
And don't forget, you have Omar, myself, and Ryan in this picture,
yeah.
Too, man.
What is that? LFG, Latin fucking gangsters?
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking do your job, bitch. I like that though, man. $100, that's fucking, that was a steal, dude. I was like,
great
dude.
Pizza too, man.
And the pizza,
oh, man.
And the T-shirt.
You know, I was asking Raul last time I was here. I was like, dude, so with COVID and everything, how is your business doing as far as like, do people get food or liquor more here? And I feel like this is the only one spot here where I see like it goes both ways.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
it's water.
Yeah.
Our chefs are great, man. So like our
food.
You got
some great chefs.
Is good, and then alcohol sells, but we're a restaurant, so people are coming here for food and alcohol.
It's amazing though that like,
but he's got one of the only cigar
licenses around. Like,
I didn't know you had to have a license.
So huge,
for that.
All the OC cigar clubs, they come here to do their events.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know you needed a license for cigars or whatever and shit.
You and do, he has a booze locker.
For the
VIPs.
But it's just amazing that like, you could have such a great whiskey lineup here, though, and though the food sells just as much as the fucking whiskey does here. And the food, I can speak for it. I've had it multiple times here. It is fucking delicious. Sometimes I forget about the whiskey. I'd be like, dude, I can get that anywhere.
Right.
That fucking... That
plus,
pizza,
we
got
to drive back to Long Beach.
Dude!
Better to get stuck than to get...
Dude, I ate one slice of that pizza when I got in the car, and I was just like... I'm driving. I was like, let me just go ahead and open this up. Dude.
The pizza's better warm all the time, man.
I don't give a fuck, dude. It could have been cold. I ate that shit. Dude. And then last time I had your meatballs. I was here. Man, I'm a big meatball guy, dude.
Nah, they make them fresh every day.
Dude, man.
Get over with the old.
You gave me and my buddy Yoon some meatballs to take to go, dude. We was eating them shits on the drive. Dude, them shits were fucking good, dude.
I'm glad you like those, man.
Oh, man, dude. Last time we was here, we was just shooting the shit and talking a lot of bullshit. Last time we was all together that I came with a group was Seth's birthday.
Yeah.
Which was last year, and that was a great time, whatever. I didn't see none of you fuckers there, whatever.
I got invited, but I couldn't.
Fucking Omar.
I didn't know everybody back there. I didn't know anybody yet back there.
And now he brings that up. He got kids. I ain't never heard that shit before. I never heard that rumor.
Where'd these kids come from?
You know, he's Mexican. He at least got two kids.
At least two? Driving a Ford Focus? See, just popping up at the same time.
It's an Astro van, man.
Oh, shit. Dope, man. Shit, I like that, dude. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm driving an Impala.
I see a Sierra out there.
Don't worry, I'm driving an Impala. It all, you know, racial profile.
But this Woodford bottle turned out so damn cool, y'all.
Yeah, you know, I thought
I
it was the same.
I just done a Jordan one, and he's a big, Raul's a big, big Chicago Bulls fan. And he wanted to do a Jordan one, and we were collabing together, and I was like, man, I just did a Jordan one. He's like, let's do fucking Dennis Rodman.
You know Jordan's got his own tequila out, too, as well.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, Last Dance is on right now. Like,
yeah, Last
Jordan
Dance
is
on
right now.
I mean, Jordan is the fucking man, you know. He always will be. He will still always be. He's the man. Shit. He's one of the fucking greatest basketball players of all. He revolutionized the shoe game. Let's be honest about that.
Oh, he changed.
He changed the fucking game, whatever.
Fucking the NBA,
dude. Without a doubt, whatever. He's a fucking.
I think the NBA is what made him famous for abandoning those shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a fucking legend. Or whatever. Okay. So, but that Woodford Reserve, dude. When I came and got that. I was thinking, like, oh, it's just like the Cypress one or whatever. And you gave me a pour of it, and I was like, oh, this is totally fucking different, dude. And it tastes like.
And if you see it, it stands out. The Rodman on the label has his hair. It's when it was neon green, and we waxed the bottle neon green. Another Raul decision. And it just killed it.
Raul and his sports things.
It definitely stands out in the crowd right here. You got Cypress Craft in the front.
And that little engrave of the G on there for Giovanni.
You get the G in the front.
I don't give a fuck what he said. That's an engraving. That's not a sticker.
Feels engraved.
Dude, that feels engraved. That's not a fucking sticker.
It's
I don't
sticker,
care what
man.
You say. Anybody, that's not a fucking sticker, okay?
Sticker's epic, though.
That is not
I mean,
a fucking sticker.
Looks straight out of like NBA Jam.
Never looks like NBA Jam.
Looks like the guy Rodman dunking the two barrels. One's at Giovanni's, one's got the Cypress craft beer and liquor store. And you got Hulk and Karl Malone that he's dunking over.
And then you got the LFG.
LFG on the score booth, and it's got all of us kind of computerized.
Yeah, cartoons. I see that, yeah. The next girl that walked by, I'm going to give her my phone and say, take a photo, it's going to be the next store pick. This right here. Looking lost, drinking shit.
Definitely
we never had
more on the way.
Yeah. And me looking stupid or whatever, you know, obviously, you know. Omar looking, you know, Carlito looking like a mob boss over there and shit. He didn't deny it. He's just like.
It did turn out really well.
I like how you guys went with this bottle.
I'm glad he talked us into waxing them.
It's something different, though, too, whatever. You know, Woodford Reserve, you don't see those, whatever.
You don't see a whole lot of these picks.
No, without a doubt. And like I said, I don't give a fuck about Woodford Reserve.
But this bottle probably put them on the map. Though we're probably going to see a bunch more pop up once these are in people's hands.
Got a special, man. So $100, dude.
$100, t-shirt, pizza, and bottle.
Any kind of pizza, too. Get that meat lovers,
bottle
man.
Alone's a $100 bottle, so.
Get that meat lovers, man.
Crazy deal not to come out here and get a pizza and t-shirt.
Giovanni's in Covina, please.
Yes. 114 East Italia Street.
Oh, shit. You know the street and everything.
You know this Italian place on Italia is going to be damn fucking good.
That better be. First time I showed up, like, all right.
With a half Italian running the place.
I thought someone was going to get shot down.
Yeah. We got Carlito over here. We're good. We connected over here. Made them.
I like how he doesn't deny shit. And he just smiles and goes like, yeah. You just keep talking funny, black man. Just keep talking. I better stop fucking with him. Now he's got his hand. He's like, Get the white stuff out. We're ready. He's like, me and Omar are ready to slang some shit. You know, Omar's his dealer on the OC side. You know, OC. Oh shit, repping the OC over there. So
if he's playing poker, I think he'd have four aces. Right
man,
now.
Shit, yeah. I'm
he's
losing.
Set. He's set.
I'm losing like a motherfucker. I'm looking at Omar.
Like, oh fuck,
all right. I'm looking at Omar's man, going like, man, that nigga's losing.
All in.
Shit, I put two in. I'm losing here, whatever. And we got a half Italian running the spot, so you know it's really good.
Half Italian, man. Cuban.
Even closer. Cubans like dating Italians, so it's close enough. Yeah,
it's good enough.
Johnny Pintglass in Connecticut. He's married to an Italian chick, and he's Cuban, so there you go, yeah.
We got to kill this. We got on the third one.
I've already finished that, whatever.
Catch up with y'all.
You've been lacking. We understand. Yeah. You know,
I got to work tonight, too.
You've been drinking since 7 a.m. We get it, you know.
I was doing a whiskey events the last 2 days. So.
Have you? Yeah. I was in San Diego.
San Diego Distillery, yeah. It was cool. We're doing some cool stuff. Down there.
San Diego, man. It's like one of the best drinking towns fucking ever, dude. There's buildings that's abandoned over there, and they got bottles just sitting in the window. It's like, why is there a bottle sitting in this window? It's an abandoned building. It's like, yeah, we like to get fucked up over here. That's why. You know, shit.
So Sister Barrel, the one we just did, this is Barrel 221. This is the highest proof of
smells like it too
of the old elk. So we don't know about the MGPs because they weren't marked. But
yeah,
115.2 proof.
This fucking smells right here like that. That smells like Cash Strength MGP, and my dick will be burning.
It doesn't smell like the other two weeded.
No.
The nose on is totally different.
This don't smell like weeded at all. It smells hot.
Singed my little hairs. I didn't even trim them.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't trim neither. We in the same boat.
I'm over here spilling.
We need to go to Stash House then, huh? Stash House Barbershop on Paramount Boulevard. Good old North Long Beach. Yeah, go for our man Alex there. Alex better be giving us free hair. Fucking promoting his ass left and right here. Oh, man, dude.
I like this.
Nose is great.
That nose is like...
Just hope it comes through.
Yeah, because a lot of the noses that we've had here... We have not been cheersing.
No,
I mean, Jesus Christ. We've been... Ooh. Should we wait for a while before we sip it and just keep it up? Well, fuck that. That gone down.
Well, I went down the drain.
Well, fuck that roll then.
Okay.
The finish doesn't come with the smell of it, whatever. It's a little bit... I like it. But it's not... Once again, it's another pour we've had where the smell and the taste are, like, completely two different fucking zones here. Raul's back. I thought she was going to squeeze between this truck and this SUV here, and I was going to say, you're a fucking idiot, but all right, yeah.
I like it.
I like it, though.
It's not bad.
A little different
every
taste.
Pour we've had, the smell and the taste have just been different,
haven't
right?
Lined up,
yeah, they have not lined up at all. I like those.
This one doesn't taste the weeded.
Not at all.
It's good, but it doesn't have that.
The nose
sweet.
Is more fire too, to be honest.
Yeah,
but I like this.
This is barrel what? 221.
221.
We are coats the top of the mouth.
What do you think, Carlito? You're looking.
It's not bad.
You're looking high rating over there. What are you giving this, Carlito?
Oh,
3.
3? Solid 3? Yeah. Not 3.5?
This is it's good. It's probably the best one we've had from Elk.
This is the first one for me. These two are real close.
Yeah, I love that
first one. First one was better than the second one.
I love that first one.
I didn't like the second one, but I like these.
You know what?
See, we got a little bit left of these. We can still blind these.
Honestly, I don't even remember the second one. I don't even... Did anybody remember the second one here?
Forgot already.
We were talking so much shit about Raul here and, you know, him dying, me taking over, you know, and...
That's why I came back so
quick. It was just like, oh, okay. Gotta get the eyebrows done. And, So, I don't even remember the second one, but this one sticks out. But
start coming kicking in here. I just love the view.
Yeah, it's a weekly podcast we could have one by guest.
Dude, exactly. Can I do that here, Raul? Yeah, okay, you know what? What today is? Let's every week, then, we'll come here. All five of us.
Friday's better.
Come on Friday.
This was not bad.
I'll add an extra addition to my lineup of shows.
The views here on the patio at Giovanni's. It's like being on the fucking beach in Malibu.
It's damn near better, to be honest, whatever, you know? Because the ones on the beach in Malibu. Why are you looking at me?
Oh, God. They're going to come in. Love you. We're all in Malibu.
I'll do. You seen that meme where that dude just skating butt naked or whatever? That'll be me then. I'll do that.
Isn't that a senior center?
That's the city hall.
Yeah, that's a senior citizen's home, dude. And I'm
just talking about posting up on the patio and focusing on the people.
What do you
got
against senior citizens, bro? I'm looking every day, dude. Come on.
Face west.
We need some guests next time.
Dude, that's an old folks home right there, dude. Shit. Get on that wheel, bro. You know what I'm saying? COVID's hitting second wave right now, bro.
I might find you a cougar.
Man, shit, I'm into it. All you just need is a little rump, you know, and we, you know, do the Humpty Dump, you know? That's fitting for Raul because he's a big hip-hop fan, so, you know.
Yes, I am.
It's the only fucking whiskey dude I know that's like old-school hip-hop, too, or whatever, so, which I appreciate, by the way, because I fucking hate today's
hip-hop. I really enjoy this one, I have to say.
I like the first one just like a tad bit more, but this one's really good.
They're close, but they're different.
I would go first, number one, then third, then second.
This is what we do, man. How much we have left of the...
We need to blind both of these.
These two.
Yeah, one and three.
I'll bring clean glasses and I'll splash it. You guys try it. Okay. And you guys will know.
And we won't know, yeah.
You won't know.
That's the way to do it.
Right.
So...
Which is which?
You want to do two samples?
The 300 is number one, or just... You got it.
I got it like this. This was the first one.
Just remember which one's 300 and which one's 200.
The 13 was because we did it from the lowest proof to the highest proof.
Right, right.
There you go. I don't really give a fuck. They both taste good, so just bring them both. Shit.
We got
10.
Shit, dude. I remember when we had the brother sheriff in here. Yeah.
Which is like every week.
His buddy walked out. He said, all right, pick a rye. And we have to guess which rye it was. It was him and his buddy. So they were guessing it, dude, but they were seeing through the side window, but it's tinted.
Mm.
But there's a crack where they will see what bottles they will pick.
Damn. I suck at blind tasting, so. I think with this one, I'll be able to tell, though.
Blind tasting is, you can remember by the smell.
There's that, yeah.
Especially if you like the smell on one, and you like the finish of the other.
Well, Carlito, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm an alcoholic, and my memory is, like, really fucked these days. So, I'm just like Omar. I don't have kids. He does. But they fuck my memory up. So, there we go. That make any sense, Omar? All right, cool. He agrees, and you agree. Carlito's like, oh, I'll make sure to kill him later. How dare he try to outsmart me. What is everybody giving this one, by the way? I'm giving it a 3.
Oh, I said 3.
Yeah. How about you, Omar?
2.75.
2.75?
Yeah, that's right there.
How about you,
Ryan? Yeah, right under 3, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to do them head-to-head. I like them both for different reasons. I think it's good.
If I had to compare the two, then I would drop my rating just a little bit lower because I do like the first one more.
As a whole, I like these Old Elks better than that.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. As a whole, yeah. Even though
it's crazy, then this might be MGP.
Like, well, but it's crazy though because I remember the MGPs, the Trap City over there. That Old Elk second one, I don't even remember that shit now. And maybe it's because we were just talking so much shit, to be honest, at that time. But you know, I really don't even remember drinking that shit.
We got caught up with the Rodman bottle for a minute.
There was that, and then you know, Raul's fantasy walked by and shit, and you know. I'll edit that out.
Did he set these out here?
I don't know.
He just gave you two. I know that.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know.
Figure it out.
I only got one glass, and I'm just going to hold it to that one glass. So,
well, once again, you get the last drop.
Hey, man. I'm all about that last drop. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but I have a podcast called The Last Drop, and I host it every...
I think I heard of it.
Yeah, have you, dude? Yeah, oh, yeah. Man, airs every Monday or whatever.
That, you know, The Last Drop, how come you have no kids, man?
Hey, man, you know, I wrap that shit up, B. Sometimes I even wear two just to wrap that shit up, because I'm terrified of them. So, yes. And if you are a lady and I've slept with you, now you know why I run to the bathroom every time I'm done. I'm wrapping it off and checking it, making sure there's no leaks in it. And then I flush it down the toilet.
Put some water in it?
Oh, without a doubt. Because you never know. I've heard stories, you know, digging
in.
My dad
told me that.
Shit, hey. Me and your dad, then, he must be my dad, then. Because I learned that from somewhere. I always tell him, too, run in the bathroom. I got to piss really bad. I ain't got to piss.
Pick him out, that's right.
Yeah, I'm throwing that away. That's what I'm doing. Shit, yeah. So, I like posing.
We saw.
Why are you hating, Omar? Come on now.
I said we saw.
Just giving you shit, Omar. That's all. Come on now, man. Man, so this has been...
So we got a blind tasting coming up here.
We got a blind tasting coming up.
We got to choose between these two old elks.
The first ones you got are A.
Give him the Carlitos. Next one.
A. This is B.
Did you not already give me two?
No. That one I just gave
you. Okay. This is A.
That's A.
This is the way you want to game it?
A, B. B.
No, it's fine. That's right.
And that's my B?
That's your B.
That's
his. All right. So head to head, we're doing these blind.
These are A and B.
Oh, I can easily tell the difference.
What was this one?
This was already there. This was this one, I think.
Yeah, I can tell the difference on these easily. I'm blanking on which one was A and B, though.
A's got so much more sweet to the
B. Yeah, because I think
so
A is number one.
A is the 113.
Yeah, A is one. And then B is...
Don't even think of it like that. Like, whichever one you like the best taste.
Yeah, no.
I like
don't
A.
Don't even try to guess, because it's going to judge. It's going to, like, change the one you like better.
I like the smell of A.
Just straight up, head to head, which one you like
better. Because A has, like, this strength to it or whatever, but it's also got this caramel, oaky flavor to it.
I like the smell of A a lot.
A is one.
Yeah, B is not.
Yeah, A is
not
one. I remember that taste like a motherfucker. And there's a lot of motherfuckers at this table.
I like
right now,
A
too,
better,
whatever.
But
yeah, Carlitos
on the nose.
It's just my own personal thing, just the sweetness.
No, without a doubt, A
is good, but it's not just not my profile.
A has this uniqueness to it, whatever. Where B, I felt like I've smelt this before. I've smelt this on a long line. I'm A, man.
I'm back and forth.
It's one. What are you thinking, Raul? You got this look in your eye, like.
Close.
I want to kick Omar out, but I don't.
You're going to kick Omar out of his own restaurant.
B.
I can do it, but I just don't want to.
Oh, Raul. I'm tripping.
B on the back end.
Raul, Omar, the same thing.
Close enough,
brother. Yeah. They got four letters in the motherfucker, so yeah, close enough. Whatever pronoun makes you feel comfortable. Almost fell. Almost fell like a motherfucker. That chair tilted over. I was like,
next time Chicks walks by, we're going to take a picture of all of us.
Good man.
You know what?
There hasn't been one in like 15,
you know what,
20
we'll
minutes.
Go, we'll go get the. We'll go see if she's doing eyebrows right now.
Yeah. You should do that. Oh, look at that.
Where's the eyebrow girl at?
She's going to want another drink, Bo.
We got drinks for her.
We got plenty of drinks.
Carly, he sat back down. He's like, oh, shit.
Hey, homie's going to have the last drop.
Hey, yeah.
We're going to drink. It's called the last drop.
I'm all about the last drop, man.
Got that drip.
Yeah, I got that drip for you. You know,
I'm back and forth. You know, the first time I tasted it, I was A off the bat. Bachelor Reese visited him a couple times. I'm thinking I like B a little more.
Two totally different drinks here, though, man. They're both great. It just depends on your preference now, whatever. I'm still on the A one of her, but B, man.
Well, see, number two, like two, B, the nose, after it airs out, it's good.
You like the nose more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing some eyelashes now.
You're right, though, dude. The nose, dude, on this one, man. If you got COVID, this shit's clearing it up. Like, if you got it in your nose somehow, fuck that little
killer.
Fuck that little swab test they put in your nose. Go ahead and sniff this real quick. Oh, man.
Yeah, of course you can.
Light it up, dude, if you want, dude.
You can still smoke if I have to leave.
Oh, okay.
Personally, B.
Personally, A for me, then. I'll smoke with
you. Damn,
you
just want to go against Carlito like that?
Yeah. Damn, I'm sitting across him, dude. Yeah. Shit, I'm sitting across him.
I'm going to shoot that.
Like, I got to smoke him, right?
Nah. It was, unless you got some green in there.
Nah. He looks high already. Without a doubt. Carlito's like, come to my car. I'll lace you something. Yeah.
That's why I moved out of Long Beach.
Yeah.
I understand that. It's okay. Long Beach has its moments.
I'm saying if that Carlito, is that an MJ right there?
No, the restroom quick.
No, MJs. You can't have.
That long one.
Go first.
I mean,
little...
Dude, I gave him my cigar, dude, because he didn't bring
it.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
You want a short one? Long?
I'll take a short one.
I want the smallest, the easiest shit to smoke, man.
I brought some big boys, though. You guys
he brought big boys.
Here, man.
Thank you, brother.
Enjoy that.
Thank you, man.
You know, I noticed I didn't get any photos or videos on this podcast. I'm that's like, man.
That's not true about it.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and snoop that.
I
usually do these for like an hour, these podcasts, whatever, hour and 10. We're at 50 minutes. We got a lot of time.
You're about to smoke a cigar, man. You got at least another hour.
Now we're about to review cigars on this bitch. But man, I really like how this La Habana came out, whatever.
Hey, dude.
This is my true pet.
You really want to
before
put
we before we light this, we want to pour this Crest?
We'll pour it right now.
Let's pour that. And go with that real quick, whatever. Let's water out our glasses real quick here. Or a glass that you may have here.
Good.
Want to thank Omar for bringing these bottles in, dude.
You know why?
Because
I leave it here.
And I
want to
thank you, dude, for bringing these cigars in, too, as well, man.
Why did you have that one in your car?
Why did I have that one in my car? Because I brought it from home.
Oh. It's not like California.
That's why I brought it. I said I'm going to bring it.
I watered that glass for you.
Thank you.
So we can.
I like V-cuts.
Right here?
Oh, you're already using the same DePaul.
No, that's Omar. Excuse me, dude. Omar muscled that for some. Look at, I asked Omar if he had an MJ23, and he said no.
It's not an MJ.
Yeah, that's not an MJ.
That's a double though, right?
Mm. Oh, that's not double.
It's a Lancero.
Oh, okay.
That was a double.
Bigger than that one.
Mm-hmm. Before we go on more though, once again, thank Omar for bringing these barrel picks in, dude. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know Raul's been giving you shit this whole show, and like, dude, like,
we're here for
I want to apologize for him, whatever and stuff like that, dude. Like me though, I'm very thankful. I don't give a fuck what he says about you, dude, or Alex or any of them people, dude. Fuck them, dude.
The only
man.
Bad thing about Omar, he hoards his bottles.
Ooh.
He hoards them. He's a
But when you want something, he always comes through.
Yeah,
dude. Oh, I call Omar
every
day,
them.
Dude.
He has about 25 bottles of everything in the closet.
So if we're gonna pop cigars,
we don't all own restaurants.
We don't have restaurants to come up.
Hold that for me.
You know what?
Hold that.
I'm not gonna lie. I got a hoarded bottle stash.
I'll let you bring your bottles. I'll let you bring your bottles.
What's your daily?
I'll give you a percentage of
my daily. Oh, that's tough, man. I switch it up all the fucking time.
Drink your water, Raul. Let's get some pours here.
What is something that you must always have in your
shop? Just a little
bit.
Oh, man.
Now, this stuff isn't...
Here we go.
Right now, it's
in
Angel
California.
Envy Unicorn.
No.
Like,
it's not even
like
statewide.
My last bottle.
It's
like,
still
like,
just in Japan.
Angel Envy
Japan.
It's still in Japan,
only time
yeah.
That.
It's delicious,
dude. Carlito.
It's not like a thing you can get all the time.
For you guys...
Those are
but
considered
if,
better
that's,
cigars
when that's
than
gone,
any cigar,
I'm gonna be
right?
upset. Like I gotta have that on the show.
Because less filler.
You want to toast it?
Toast it, bro.
Different. I mean, it's a different. It's a personal.
So what are we doing here?
Like
the Suntory.
Yeah, Suntory Crest 12.
I saw when he pulled the box out, man. I knew this shit was old. It had to be dusty.
It's
like
yeah,
a dust, like a
it's
dusty.
An old dusty, bro.
Dusty.
It's an old dusty.
But it's a Japan dusty.
Yeah, I thought we would have that with our cigars here.
Only released
shit.
In Japan.
I got Carlito's pouring toasting mine right now because you know it's Carlito. Why wouldn't I have him toast mine? So. Carlito, make sure you pour yourself some of that Crest 12 right there.
Because it goes out that way, man.
I think it goes.
That's why I closed the door, brother. We don't open for 2 hours.
We are in California.
Mm-hmm. There's that. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
And then this smell is going to cover it.
That Crest 12 right there.
Hey.
Come on,
pour
yourself.
I'm telling you, man. It's good, man.
Cheers, everyone.
Ooh.
Hold on, let me get it.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, get it away from the edge.
That's good.
Wait, which one?
Dude, let me get a shot of that, because I always got to
get
my toast.
Another one? Probably a little bit more. You have another glass? Dude, because I don't know, I just fucked up.
Where the fuck did Ryan just go? He's high as fuck?
No, he went to go get some...
All right.
Something that's green.
Oh! Toast, everyone. Cheers.
Hold on, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Bro, this is fucking fire.
Dude, I'm telling you, that Crest 12, I got Kristoff in the Japanese whiskey with that. Cheers, everyone. Hold it in there. Hold
arigato.
It in there.
Wait for Ryan.
Arigato.
Let me just get one shot then, because Ryan, he's hot.
Arigato.
I just cheers, whatever he just
said. Is the podcast still going?
Yeah, still going. Shit, we still recording, bro.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Let me get caught on my wire, motherfucker.
Dude, don't worry.
Don't delete that part.
I'm not deleting that part at all, dude. No, oh, look fuck at that. Dude, it's really good.
It's really good.
I'll drink the whole bottle tonight, but...
So now Omar, right baby. Now. Omar.
He's like, I see another bottle of the stash. Like,
it is good, man.
These guys are getting their stogies lit up. I gotta light up a pre-roll, fuck it.
Dude, get your glass in there with your Suntory Crest 12. Give me get a shot of me here, real quick. Come on, man.
Is this it?
No, that's not it.
Oh shit!
It's so mixed up here. We gotta get another glass.
Well, that's it.
No, that's not it.
You can tell.
No, this is it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's gotta be right. Get you some more,
Robert.
No, that's
not
it.
That's
it.
It's gotta be. It hadn't been anything.
Get up in there, Raul. Come on. Let me get this shot.
Let's fucking go.
There we go.
Baby. LFG, baby.
LFG. TLD, last drop.
My G is the Giovanni's on here.
Hashtag Giovanni's. Hashtag.
The last drop.
Let's fucking go to Giovanni's.
The last drop.
Hashtag the last drop. Thank you very much.
It tastes so different after you taste rum. So different.
Mm-hmm. It goes great with a cigar, though, doesn't it?
Not cast strength, right? It's good. This has got to be proof now.
That's like a 90.
Don't even say.
They didn't want you to know. It does, but it's in Chinese, man.
Yeah,
Chinese.
I don't like that shit. I don't speak hieroglyphics.
Come on, Ryan. You do too. Smoke that shit first and then translate it.
I might be able to tell you what it said when I smoke that shit. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with that bottle, so I don't know what the fuck it says on it. So it's like, yeah, sure. You tell me it's 90 proof, then yeah, it got to be 90 proof then.
How's that?
So what time do you leave tomorrow? What time do you leave tomorrow?
3 o'clock.
Where are you going, Carlito?
Yeah, Carlito.
Carlito's Way.
Nice.
Go to Santa Barbara. Oh,
shit.
Dude, I've had that name, dude, for shit. 15? 18 years?
Damn. I thought you were 21, dude.
Thank you.
I'm only saying that so you don't kill me. So what are we giving the Crest 12, then? Or our last rating here?
It's good. A little low proof for my taste, I think.
Yeah. Fucker.
You know what, bro?
I'm Ryan.
No, it's good, bro. But it's tasty. Though. After tasting bourbon, bro,
it's good just, for a cigar. Dude. It's great for a cigar.
Oh, without a doubt, it's great for a cigar. That's why I said pour this shit now.
The joint lid in my
You know what, dude? I was actually.
I can see that. Yeah.
I opened my bottle, man. Master Sheik's Burrow Pick from Sam's.
Oh, from Sam's?
Bro.
Master Sheik is the man, dude. Bro. He got the only Yamazaki 18 at Huntington Beach Total Wine.
Oh, I didn't like it.
MGP.
It just wasn't my thing.
MGP.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Bro.
Port finish.
And then Sam has something with wine barrels, right? He has another one. From, was it Redwood?
It was Redwood, yeah.
Redwood,
yeah,
it's the same people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's having another one. Bro, it was delicious. I personally love it. Great for cigars, man. Shout out Master Sheik.
Master Sheik is the man, though, dude.
I hit him up yesterday. I was like, dude, no, Sunday. I told him, dude, good pick, bro.
I'm in a group with him, whatever. We always chat, whatever. Master Sheik is the man, dude. He's probably sitting right now smoking and getting fucked up right now as we speak, though.
With his socks?
Yeah, with his socks on, too. He's getting high. We're getting bloated. And
bloated?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not drinking beer, man.
Yeah, I threw 3 extra pounds.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one, bro.
Oh, yeah, the Cavalon over there, too.
We haven't had this one.
Ex-Bourbon Cast.
Ex-Bourbon Cast.
Yeah. Dude, I have Mark. He got me the sherry. Casa Fuente pick.
Nice.
Heard it's great.
I really hadn't fucked with any of this Japanese shit till I moved out to Cali.
Wow.
In Kentucky, like, I'm not going to lie, they might have changed. We did not drink it in Kentucky.
Cavalon and Japanese shit?
Not going to lie.
I'm a bourbon guy, and that's one of the only Japanese I keep in stock.
Japanese and Cavalon, Taiwanese shit? That's my fucking specialty. Cavalon's my specialty.
That was
I got hipped on the Hibiki first. I liked the Hibiki 12 and
17. Yamazaki 12 was the first ever.
Yeah, 17.
Yamazaki 12 was the first ever whiskey I've ever had.
That was like one of the first Japanese. I was working at Federal Bar, and they had a great whiskey bar in the back with like 250 whiskeys in the back shelf. Kind of made that my baby, turned into a bourbon bar. And they had a Hibiki 17. It was before it really took off in the groups.
Yeah.
And dude, I stocked over like 4 or 5 bottles of
Yamazaki 12 was the first ever whiskey I've ever had or whatever.
Nah, I don't have no Japanese.
Hey, so I heard that Cavalon was 700 millimeters. That's why they couldn't sell it in the U.S.
Yeah.
They are.
Before.
Well, they couldn't the overseas sell stuff. They couldn't sell the Solus bottles. They couldn't use that name or whatever shit. So yeah. They can use. It's still the same bottle or whatever. Some has different percentages as far as proof
half
goes.
Half the time they just fill it the same and they just label it really different.
Yeah.
Like the European ones had to be 700s, whereas ours.
And every bottle is different, right? Every alcohol content is just varies.
Oh, without a doubt.
I have a vino.
Dude, I'm about to spend $500 on a fucking Carillon bottle. What did that tell you?
It's like 62 proof.
Yeah. So we're giving this Crest 12. What are we rating it? Come on, I want to hear something. I want to hear ratings.
Mid twos.
High twos. I give it to high twos.
2.5s? 2.5s?
You're a tough crowd over here, man.
Tough crowd.
We haven't had any.
1.5.
Right. Fuck you, Carly. Get the only fuck out of here,
drop
dude.
Is that bottle, that barrel pick.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why don't we pop the ramen?
The ramen, that might be a last drop.
Omar, come on.
We still get the cattle.
For what it is, it's like a 2.5, 2.75.
It's very smooth, bro.
Very smooth. I give it 2.5. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Get the fuck out of here, all you.
No, it kind of like tastes a little bit like harmony.
I mean,
get the fuck out of here.
On it, it says
that's why it was not so smooth.
It's a harmonious blend. It says that on the bottle.
You know what?
It says harmony.
Close my goddamn bottle, goddamn it. You know what? No more for you, motherfucker. You know what?
Take that shit out of here.
You know what? Get the fuck out of here. I'm gone. Get the fuck out of here. My shit.
I tell a lot of the guys who are getting into bourbon, they ask for advice. I tell them, get a cast strength, proof it down. Get some limestone water. Make it to the proof.
That's nice in it. Like, whatever you gotta do.
It's too much fucking
drink
water.
It how you like it.
Drink it how you like it. And then they like it because they're like, okay, I get a cast drink.
People worry about too much what other people are saying. Right. You know, you drink what
whole
you
point,
should like.
My granddad drank cast strength, and it was an old Kentucky thing. But at that point, you can add water, you can add ice, proof it down to what you want. Water. You're not paying for the water.
Yeah. That's
like
thing.
You're paying for the bourbon itself, and then you figure out from there where you like it at.
Exactly.
Because
anything that's proofed down, you're paying for water.
Yep. That's the thing with the whiskey community. They always go by popularity of that shit, whatever. It's like, oh, yeah. Look at what's that shit?
Hey, you like what you like, man. It comes down
exactly.
to it.
That's the best thing about whiskey. Yeah, you like what you like.
Drink it how you like it.
And there's so much good shit, though, too, whatever. You may like this one better than the other, whatever. It doesn't mean it's bad than the other one.
I just opened my Midwinter Dram. That's the Act 7. Compared to year two,
man, that shit shot up in price like a motherfucker.
Night
by the
and
way,
day, bro.
Yeah,
I have.
That anybody remember when the Midwinter used to be $70?
Used to be.
Like a year ago? Like a year?
2 months ago?
Yeah, like a year ago?
So much different
that
than
that. That shit's like $130 now, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Act 2 is MGP.
I've had a bunch of different ones, but I don't know which one
two,
to have.
2 is, like, ridiculous, dude. I think it's going for, like, $500, just, like, one bottle.
Oh, it sucked my dick, dude.
I'd like to go to High West and see all, because they have so many releases.
Yeah, I got some High West finish bottles.
They do some cool stuff. I love the experimental.
So, when are you going to be home tonight?
I talked to Sam,
yeah?
And he said he got access to High West.
Right.
And he said...
We were supposed to the pick with the New York group, and shit just kind of fell through.
Prob did a pick with High West. Did a scotch and a port finish.
Oh, you had a
port finish with a scotch.
I bet that port finish was fucking fantastic.
I love a
port finish, dude. That port finish is fucking fantastic. Cavillon port finish is my favorite.
I'm not a fan of the port finish of Cavillon, dude.
What? Oh, it's my favorite, dude. I love a Cavillon.
I had it with Alan. I didn't like it.
Oh, with Alan. That's why you had it. That's why.
No, I didn't like it.
Alan's good with cigars. Whiskey.
No, he got it for someone.
Yeah, but whiskey, that's not his specialty. We're like talking about the same dude that puts cherry coke and vanilla in his GTS. Come on now. Alan.
I missed that event.
Alan, I love you, but he surprised me that when I went to an event, and as soon as I got there, I was late. He says, drink this, bro. Drink it. I said, what the? This is some sugary shit. He's like, dude, GTS, Dr. Pepper,
he loves
and
sugar.
Coke. And I looked
he
at him
loves
and said,
sugar. Alan loves sugar, man.
I said, bro, did you just put GTS in my fucking Dr. Pepper, dude? He was like, and cherry coke. I was like, you think this is good? He was like, it's the best. I said, oh, my God.
Me personally, like Special Reserve, Weller, I drink it with coke, bro. Mexican coke.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Mexico is different, yeah.
Mexican coke.
Okay, Mexican coke is totally different. Yeah, I get that. Special Reserve gets a lot of shit, but Special Reserve is a great everyday pour.
You can drink
that $100 pour.
You could drink
a $100 bottle.
It's a $30 bottle right there, and I got like 10 of the motherfuckers, and I find it to be fantastic. So.
You know what? We had the store pick on the last event. Dude, the foolproof, dude, it was fucking hands down. It was amazing, dude.
Had some good
not $500 amazing, but $70 amazing.
I've had some good
foolproof. Look, the most I'm willing to go on foolproof is $150.
Did you like it? I liked it.
Yeah, I've had some that aren't worth what they go for, but...
Like, you think $500 is worth it?
I mean, I've never seen them higher than like $3,350.
I saw $500 this week.
I believe it.
Yeah, and people was willing to buy it.
It's anything. All about supply and demand.
It fucking blew my goddamn mind that people was willing to spend.
I've had one that's worth $5.
It was crazy. I'm sorry, if I see a bottle for $70, I'm not spending $500 on it. Fuck that.
Right.
Like people don't. Like,
I think you drank my last CYPD, right?
He fucking did. And I wanted some of this shit. I was looking on the shelf right now. Like, what the fuck is that?
And you killed my birthday bourbon. Yes,
I'm telling you.
The original BSM, the original bourbon secondary market.
Look, if I see a bottle,
ever got put up for auction
on MySpace,
put on my tab.
No. I mean the one on Facebook. But when CYPD first came out, and it just came out, the first one was put up for auction. It was a 40,000 person group. I bought it. I ended up spending like $375, $400 for it. And we took it to Vegas for my buddy's bachelor party, and we chugged it in one, like, passing around. Look, live for the group.
There you go.
If I see a bottle...
I thought it was good then.
If I see a bottle for MSRP for 70 bucks, I'm not spending $500 on it.
All right.
Bottle chugging in Vegas.
No, I like it.
But we weren't, like, sitting in, like...
That's bullshit, dude. Without a doubt, dude. $500, dude.
We literally popped it.
Fucking B-Tech's not even $500. Listen, you can wear something. Like, why the
fuck? That's a $47 bottle for me.
Dude, without a doubt, yeah. $60 70 is
nobody had ever had it. Nobody's seen it before. Some brand new shit.
Omar gets
it. This was like the very first.
Omar gets full proofs and some bitch holding out on me.
Omar has at least 20 full proofs, I guarantee.
What? Omar, let me buy one.
How many do you have?
I'll give you $100 for
any left. I traded them all.
But how many did you have at one time?
Four or five.
What are you talking about?
I'll give you $100 for one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, I traded him.
Yeah, I sold online.
Omar never trades me. Omar never trades me shit.
He
never trades me shit.
Do you have any more Mac 2s, Omar?
Yeah, Mac Omar.
About six of them.
I need one.
No,
because I had a.
We're going to do a trade. Dude.
I had a. No.
I have a Mac 1 too, but I'm only selling the set now.
No, I did two just because this guy had
I
a.
I sold him two.
I had a barter with him to get him a lighter and a cutter for him, man.
I traded him
from the guy.
Two bottles for the old Carter.
By the way, we're still recording.
Hey, dude, no, that fucking old Carter Batch 26 is by far the best one.
Oh, old Carter. This year has just been fucking killing
the honey barrel.
I have not had a bad old Carter.
Oh, dude. Have you had it?
I don't know if I've had it, but I've had a lot of old Carter, but it's...
Goddamn lie. You know you've had it.
That's it. I don't know if I have.
Oh, he's bringing it out right now.
We'll try it.
Sam was here. I got him a four. He was like...
This was 26?
Sam was here last week, wasn't he?
He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, Omar, how about that foolproof? I'll give you $100 for one.
And then he goes...
I don't have any left.
I need a retouch.
I'll give you $100 for one.
That's what I got it for.
Yeah, shout out to our boy Sam at Cypress
Crab Beer. Sam at Cypress Crab Beer and Liquor.
We've all
done
picks with him before we'd even met each other.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah. Pillow Talk.
I did Bourbon Beach. I've done five picks with them, but we just released in their store. He brought us in to do the pick for him, though.
What was your pick with him?
This is the first
pick. I've done Elijah Craig. I did...
last year's Elijah Craig?
Yeah, that Justin Jones, a good buddy. Yeah,
that's the one brought me in.
That's he's
the
one that knows crazy. Sam. So all
he's
of us,
brought me in three or four times to do picks.
So all of us at this table have done a pick with Sam. Then,
and then we're just now all meeting.
Sam
over here linking people up.
Yeah.
Man, Sam needs to get his ass over here.
You know what the cool thing about Sam is?
We're going to drink this. That's all we have left, so everybody can
get it.
Let me get some water in my glass, man.
Yeah.
He likes that, dude. That's awesome.
He's a great store, man. I love going in there.
Yeah, Sam's a good guy.
I can't walk in there without, like, grabbing two bottles and, like...
I have to.
Six packs of beer. Like, he's always got some rare
beer. Dude, old Carter.
He just
one of my favorite beers.
He gets great.
Only this is the Kentucky bourbon. It's only in Kentucky.
Distributed.
Dude, it's one of my favorite pours this year, dude.
And then the barrel 26 is supposed to be the one.
Hey, bro.
Damn.
It's the honey barrel.
Yeah.
That's the best shit, bro.
I love it,
that
dude.
That is good.
I love it, dude. Fucking Sam.
Thank you, sir. The nose.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
We have not really cheers anybody in this whole fucking... Let me get a shot in there.
Let's go.
There we go.
Hey, Thursday's a new Friday, man.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, orange is the new black, so Thursday's a new Friday. Those fuckers try to steal black from me. Ain't that a bitch? How fucking dare they?
It's good. I really like it.
Just because you got a bunch of women in prison.
This is the best thing I've tasted tonight.
We're already working on that one right now.
Of course, we ain't had the Robin bottle yet, but...
Hey, man, that Crest 12 was better, you know, but it's not bad.
This is what they told me.
Look at that nose.
We have
bro.
To go pick
get
it up.
Give it that whiff. Give it that whiff. Come on.
My mom's.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking great, isn't it?
You too.
Us too. We get it over here.
We can get an old Carter pick. And
yeah, because we already talked to him.
Yeah.
Dude, we but get an old just, Carter pick. Ooh,
they
man.
Because come to California, they go to distribute first. But she said, if we go there and pick it up,
then she'll do it.
They'll do it.
Let's do it.
So, I mean, that's easy. Even if not, I get my mom to ship it out here.
I get people in Kentucky that
ship it.
I've got a whole crew that will do that.
So I'm getting ready to wrap things up here. We're going to wrap things up here on the podcast. We're just going to be drinking. Giovanni,
yes.
Raul, the five of us, we should get together almost once a month and do this.
I'm down.
What do you think? Once a month. Okay. Once a month.
Once a month is good.
Once a month. We'll bring a bottle. You don't have to because obviously.
I dig that.
Next time we invite the girls walking by.
Yeah, we'll invite the girls next by, whatever. Once a month, we'll do it. Not every week.
There's no chairs, sorry, sweetie.
Yeah.
Omar will bring cigars.
Santa Claus is here.
And we'll sit here. We'll have some drinks. We'll talk some shit. We'll go on. We'll see what Ryan's drug dealing these days. He's been to his car like at least 3-4 times. And I was like, I know where them girls went now. They fucked up. So, once a month. What do you think about getting on the last drop here and we're just shooting the shit here, smoking and drinking?
I'm down.
Carlito's like, motherfucker, anything.
Hey, I'm already here, bro.
Yeah. He's like, let's do five right now. I'm like, whoa, here. Bro, come on now. Come on now.
Once a week. I'm always here.
All right. So, because it'll give me an excuse to come to Giovanni.
We can carpool. We can carpool from
Oh, yeah, we can carpool. Yeah, that's right. So it'll give me an excuse.
In the carpooling.
That's right. Pick me up on the way.
We'll have Raul.
You drive make, next time. I'll drive after that.
We'll have Raul make us pizza and shit like
that. Next time, man. You know what? Maybe I'll see if they're prepped already. I'll have them make us a pizza.
Don't say that, Raul. don't say that.
I'm lining up another pre-roll.
Raul, I'm trying to wrap things.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, come back. God damn it. I want to wrap things up here, Raul.
I'm here.
Raul. Throwing another plug real quick. Tell them about your spot, man.
Hey, man. Come to Giovanni's. Great Italian restaurant. Great whiskey.
Is that what
great
it is?
People. Just come by. Just come taste some whiskey and some good food. We're in Covina at 114 East Italia Street.
Ooh, man. I'll put that in the description. I'll put that whole. There you go. I'm gonna fuck that address up.
How legit is it, bro? Italian restaurant on Italia.
Yeah, you can't beat
like,
that.
Like, come on, bro.
And he's Cuban.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, let the smoke on the
And Covina. And Covina sounds Italian, too. I don't know if it is, but Covina sounds Italian,
And
too.
He don't even speak Spanish.
No. I do speak Spanish, by the way.
Whatever, nigga. As a
I've quote, never heard him speak Spanish.
To quote Terry Crews,
boy, man, this
come on. So, I mean, somebody's high as fuck right now. He don't even know what's going on right now.
I'm still here.
Well, he was high before that. But anyway, but he's already sold me some bottles for $50, right? You remember that now, right?
No.
Yeah. All right, good.
Some $20 rum.
I didn't say that now. No.
He has some Smirnoff for you.
Keep smoking. You keep smoking. You're not high enough. Carlito's here. He's getting his suit ready. He's got to go, like, you know, rough up some.
If you need a house, man.
You got to go collect some debt.
Bravo Home Group right there, man.
I don't know, man. If you need a house, come talk to Carlito then, because Carlito's slanging them houses to you or whatever. Right. He's like, look, you next person to buy a house, get a foolproof with it.
Hey, dude, I'll fucking look for that shit. I'll give a fuck.
Excuse me, miss. Are you running late right now? I want to get a photo.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get a photo? Thank you so much. Oh. Thank you so much right now.
Come on, listen, Roll.
Yeah,
Raul. Get over there real quick, whatever. Thank you so much, miss.
You're welcome. Ready? 1, 2, 3. That was a good one, but I'll take another.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one, miss.
Thank you.
And I got my man Omar here. Ain't that much to say. Anyway. I want to thank you for bringing the cigars, bringing the whiskey here, right, man. Really appreciate it. Hopefully I'll see you at Stash House one day. I doubt it, but whatever.
I don't go to Stash House too far away. You know,
Alex told me that,
yeah,
so I was like,
I tried to support
I was like,
him,
fucking traitor. All right, anyway.
I got kids, man. I got family.
Keep
hard,
using
man.
That kids excuse. All right, it's the third time I'm gonna hurt that tonight. All right, cool. That's whatever, man. You know, it's dope, dude. Cool, whatever. I'll take that watch, though, if you want to, like, you know, pay a compensation around.
You said he'll trade you.
I don't know about that part. I didn't say nothing about a trade. Now, I said, you know.
You got M20s over there?
No. No. I'll take your foolproof, though, that you promised to give me for $100.
Got 20 M&Ms.
Oh, man, shit. Hey, all red.
$20
M&Ms. All red.
No greens.
No fucking greens. None of that shit. That's racist, dude. Come on now. No gringos, bro.
Damn. Damn, the one Irish dude over here.
Come on, Ryan. Like, yeah, you told me you was from Scotland. What the fuck, dude? So you told me you were Scottish. You're lying. He's a liar, everyone. So, people, that is the last drop here. I got my man Raul here. I got Ryan. Carlito's Way is over here. He's making his sequel or reboot or whatever the fuck he's doing.
Part three.
Man, I got tired when part two came out. Yeah.
Hey, part two sucked ass, dude.
Yeah, two sucked ass through a straw, actually, whatever.
Hey, next episode, we'll talk about the story about Carlito's Way, how he came up with that.
I look forward to it. Okay, come July, I look forward to that then, whatever. I can't wait to hear this bullshit. Got Omar here. He talks about places that he doesn't support. And Damn. But he's giving me a foolproof $100, so I don't give a fuck. So, so fuck you, Alex. He went to school with him, by the way. It's okay. And I'm JB, man. This has been The Last Drop. And as I always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry. And then we toast after
Cheers.
That.
Cheers.
Everyone toast.
LFG, baby.
LFG.
Giovanni,
TLD, Omar.
Let's go.
Yeah, Last Drop. God damn, right? God damn it. Shit.